Casey DeRozzi hanging up right here with me, Brad. Justin Timberlake with a song called Down. Also play T.I. hanging up with John Legend. That one is called Slideshow from back in the day. Dominating it up right here for fun on Drive with me, Brad. Thank you so much, Samantha. And thank you, Veronique, for the message. Appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. I see all your messages and your voice notes for the retro TV feature for the afternoon, taking you guys back to the 80s and 90s for that very famous South African TV ad and a very famous product. And I wanted to know from you guys what it is. We'll have a look at that a little bit later. We're now turning our attention for the next couple of minutes to our first very important topic for the afternoon. June started today. Obviously, it's not just Youth Month, but it's also Men's Health Month. And it's a time to encourage all our men, young and old, to pay more attention to their physical and mental well-being. And the reality is that many men, they still put off things like going for checkups and ignoring the warning signs, or avoid simply just talking about their health until the problem becomes very, very serious. On the line with me, I have John McGrath to talk to us a little bit more about why this happens and what some of our men can do to take better care of ourselves, of themselves and ourselves. Thank you, John, for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Brad. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. We'll make this available as a podcast so that you guys can go and listen to it again and you guys can share it again. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it. John, why do you think so many men still wait until something is absolutely seriously wrong before seeking help?
Oh, that's a good question, Brad. I think it's pretty much a well-documented phenomenon.
Yeah.
And it's a mix of, like, social and, I would say, psychological issues. You know, men are generally taught that you've got to be tough, you know. You've got to be strong, stay strong. And, like, we're led to believe that, you know, seeking help requires, you know, some vulnerability as well as that. So, you know, we're inclined to sort of kick the can down the road, really, when it comes to health and health issues, and particularly trying to stay ahead of the curve on that.
We were speaking about issues now, especially health issues, John. So what do you think are some of the biggest health issues that men should be paying more attention to these days?
Well, you know, one is to get ahead of the curve, like what we just spoke about. I think a lot of men are, you know, adverse to maybe some examinations, which, you know, may be regarded by some as being unpleasant. And we're also slow to do it, you know, because we're inclined to blame things like, oh, I'm just getting old, or that's a bit of an old injury, and kind of give it a few weeks more, and then I'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
And the biggest ones, I guess, are, you know, the heart disease, weight, and trying to manage that, diabetes, mental health, which we should talk about a little bit as well. So, you know, these are the issues, and I think, you know, if we're to be, so one of the things, I'm just speaking for myself, one of the things I do is I get an in-body assessment, and quite cheap, a couple of hundred rand to get an in-body assessment every 2 to 3 months, and that lets you know where you are with, you know, where your visceral fat is, which is the fat that surrounds your organs. It's a different kind of fat in a way. So to keep that in check, that's a big one. I think to go for a general checkup with your GP as well, once a year, just a general checkup. I mean, that's a way of staying ahead of the game as well. The biggest health issues, I think mental health is, I mean, for the aforementioned things that we spoke about, for men as well, we're afraid to generally ask for help as well, you know. A man, we've got to figure it out ourselves, and we've got to toughen up, and, you know, for mental health, you know, we're also very, very slow with that. But I think it's not vulnerable to seek help. You know, it's not vulnerable to talk about things. It's actually a sign of strength. And I think we need to change how we think about that. So they're the issues. And I think it's important as well that we have some things down about how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking to people. And you're not alone, I'm telling you that. I'm sure you can feel it yourself. I mean, there are days when you feel you get hit like a bus with life, you know. And it's important to be able to speak about that, that I'm, you know, I'm not having a good day, I'm feeling this or I'm feeling that, and to have conversations with even as well with other men about these things. So yeah, I think these are the issues, and it's important that we're able to be more open about it as well.
Absolutely. Let's start with simple steps. John, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it and for sharing your thoughts with us. We wish you a wonderful, wonderful day further. The great thing about this is that we'll make it available as a podcast so that people can go and listen to it again and share it with those that really need it. We all need it. So thank you so much for your expert point of view this afternoon.
Thank you, Brad. Always a pleasure.
Take it easy. We'll talk soon again. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There we go. That is John McGrath. He's an expert when it comes to mental health. And we felt like it's important to have this conversation this afternoon. It's the start of Youth Month, but it's also the start of many other things that needs awareness, such as men's health. And we'd like to thank him again for his time right here on KC Drive with me, Brad.